In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Zacchaeus is a good example for those who are rich and they are saved. And we will speak about like 3 points, how he sought the Lord Jesus to see him, and the sycamore tree, and the third point is like why he left everything and distributed all his money for the poor. And then we will answer at the end the question why the church has chosen for us this passage in the fourth Sunday of Amshir. So Zacchaeus is a good example for those who wants to see the Lord, not only just to hear about him. Some people, they are just satisfied by hearing about the Lord, going to the church, hearing some good words, or hearing from others, or from Bible study meetings, but they don't seek to see him and to hear a word from him and to talk with him and to be close to him and to develop a friendship with him. It is not enough to just hear about the Lord. He is a great God. He does miracles. He heals. He is a great teacher. Okay. But this is not enough. The satisfaction of just like hearing is a false satisfaction. False. And does it change anything in our life? But we have to seek to see him. There will be some obstacles to see him. As we found here in the story of Zacchaeus, he was like short in his stature, and there was a big crowd around the Lord Jesus, but he insisted to see him. He was faithful from all his heart. And when God sees someone like that, he opens for him an access to see him. If we are faithful, God will open the way for us to see him and enjoy seeing him. Of course, Zacchaeus was surprised when the Lord looked at him and called him by his name. And he invited himself to be his guest that night. Very nice. Oh, like there is nobody in Jericho, which was like a big city. Nobody was qualified to be the host of the Lord except this sinner. He was considered a sinner, chief tax collector, like a thief, famous thief. He uses his authority to take money from others by all means. No, because he seeks God from all his heart, he was qualified to be the host of the Lord. And the Lord spent his night at his home. And because of that as well, he accepted and received the Lord joyfully. Of course, the Lord was not alone. He was with his disciples and some crowd. So I imagine like between 15 and 50 people. And this costs a lot from someone who loves money. And everything is counted by money. But he accepted this and he received him and his disciples and many others to his house joyfully because he felt the love of God. He felt that he is loved and that the Lord himself, he loves him and he knows him by his name. So let's take from this point this idea. we should seek to see the Lord, to see Him personally. We open our Bible and we pray, saying, we want to see you, Lord. We want to see you. I'm coming to the church today to see you. Not just to hear about you, to see you, to be touched by your love, to hear my name with your mouth. You call me by name and invite me to your kingdom. Number two, the sycamore tree. The sycamore tree is a type of every person who helps others to see the Lord. This sycamore tree bowed down to Zacchaeus and carried him in order to see the Lord. It lifted him up. So it is a type of everyone who helps others to see the Lord, who brings others with him to the church, who opens the Bible with others, who helps others to pray and to see the Lord, who encourages others to repent and to enjoy the relationship with the Lord. Also, the sycamore tree is a type of the church, of course. The church lifts us up to see the Lord and to enjoy the relationship with the Lord. Without the church, we are dwarfs. Dwarfs. Like Zacchaeus. We can't see. But the church lifts us up with all the prayers and the liturgies and the teachings and everything the church is providing us to make us like to see clearly the Lord and to enjoy Him. This is the role of the church. Also, the sycamore tree is a type of the cross. The cross, the wood, the tree, the cross. When we accept to carry the cross with the Lord, we can see Him. The right thief saw the Lord when he was with him, hanging on the cross. When we accept the cross, when we thank God for everything we go through, when we accept the suffering for Christ's sake, thankfully, this will help us to see the Lord, to see the Lord. When we are elevated on the cross, of course, like carrying the cross is not just like a tour. We are taking a tour with the cross and we will leave it. No, carrying the cross means that I am going to be crucified. Carrying the cross is like we are following the Lord to be crucified with Him. Those who carried the cross in the past, they were punished by this like very harsh way of execution, and they are carrying the cross in front of everybody to show that they are not above the law. The law is above them, and they are going to go to be crucified. So carrying the cross means I accept to be crucified with the Lord. To crucify the bad desires. To crucify hatred. To crucify pride. Actually, Zacchaeus crucified pride. He was like a young little boy going climbing the sycamore tree. In spite of like anything will happen to him, some people mocked him or like looked to him despisingly. But he didn't care for all this. He accepted to carry the cross, to crucify his ego. He was a famous man, a rich man, but he was the attraction of the love of the Lord attracted him to crucify all his bad desires and the desires of the flesh. So the sycamore tree refers to any friend who helps others to see the Lord, refers to the work of the function of the church, who helps us to see the Lord, and without the church we are dwarfs. And also the sycamore tree refers to the cross. And the Lord accepted to go to this sinner, this like a sinful man. He accepted this because he saw the desires of the heart of Zacchaeus. You know, in the speech of the Lord after the Last Supper, which were written like long speech with the disciples from John 14 or like the end of 13 till the end of 17. The Lord said in chapter 14, verse 23, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." It's not just visiting, but he will be dwelling. When we love his word and keep his words in our hearts and in our conduct, he will dwell in us. He and the Father and the Holy Spirit will dwell in us. So, coming to the third point, why this rich man who loves money and spent all his life to gather from here and there to make a big wealth, in few minutes he is scattering everything. He is distributing everything. He's asking people, who wants, who is in need, come, half of my wealth is for you. Who needs anything, let him come and take. What is this? And if anyone, I wronged him by false accusation, I will reward him or like give him fourfold. This is according to the law of Moses, to give him fourfold. What is this? Why? Why is he like leaving everything? The answer is simple, because he was satisfied with the Lord. He was filled. He is now filled with the Lord, with the love of the Lord. He is now for the first time rich. He became rich. Oh, in the past he was not rich? Yes, he was not rich. Even he had a lot of money, but he was not rich. He was not satisfied. And the proof of that, because like he was seeking to see the Lord. He was not satisfied with his richness. But when he met the Lord, and the Lord became like, the Lord invited him to the kingdom, and he became one of the household of the Lord, he became rich. And when he became rich, he forsook everything. He said, oh, this is nothing compared to be filled with the Lord, to be filled with the love of God. This is not, all this richness of this world is nothing, nothing. So he forsook everything. He abandoned everything. He said, okay, I'm now rich. I will not leave the Lord. Even the if we know like the what happened after that, Zacchaeus became a disciple. And his house became a church. Till now, if you visit the Holy Land, you will find the house of Zacchaeus. It is a Coptic monastery there. It is a Coptic monastery. The Coptic church like bought the land And like the house of Zacchaeus is now a church and a Coptic monastery, and some monks are living there till now. So he became rich and he became filled with the Lord. So this is the reason he forsook everything. No one obliged him to give so or this or that. No one obliged him to write a check for the church. No. But because I'm rich with the grace of God, I can give everybody. I can give. Because I have the precious pearl. The most precious pearl. So I can distribute the small things that I have to others who are in need. Then coming to the last question, why the church has chosen for us this story to be read in the fourth Sunday of Amshir. By the way, it is very rare to read the readings of the fourth Sunday of Amshir. And you know, because the Great Lent most of the time starts before that. So we have another schedule of readings. So it's very, very rare, but we are lucky today to have this. Of course, we have the story of Zacchaeus in one of the Sundays, like the third Sunday of Tut, we read the story of Zacchaeus. But the fourth Sunday of Amshir, why? Why the church put this in the fourth Sunday of Amshir? We saw that the three other Sundays, the gospel is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, about the feeding the multitudes and like the bread comes that comes from heaven, and how the Lord taught about this teaching, like, I am the bread of life, and if you believe in me, you will not be hungry. So why the church, like after three Sundays, she puts this story? Of course, this is an example, applied example for the three previous Sundays. This is the one who enjoyed the bread of life and he was satisfied and filled with the love of the Lord. When he was filled, he forsook everything. And everything became nothing in his eyes because his eyes were filled with the image of the Lord and his heart was filled with the love of the Lord. So this is a good example for someone who was empty, although he was rich, but he was empty and he was filled with the love of the Lord. And for that, the gospel teaches us, if we are rich, we should not rely on this richness. We should be true rich people, to be rich with the love of the Lord. St. Paul wrote to his disciple Timothy in the epistle, first epistle, chapter 6. He said to him, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, like putting themselves above people because I'm rich. Not to be haughty nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. We trust in the living God. The living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. When I have the Lord Jesus, I have everything. When I don't have Jesus, I'm very poor. And he continues saying, let them, the rich people, do good, that they be rich in good works. They be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So Zacchaeus was a great example. Is a great example before our eyes today, who laid his hand, laid hold on eternal life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.